So much going on, but we'll get back to that.
Well, you know, on that note, on the shooting, let's talk straight out of Compton. And with that, Kansas City, let's bring on Ryan Davis with the Alamo Draft House here in Kansas City. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good, man. We're just talking about a shooting, and it's ironic because we got straight out of Compton set to hit movie theaters next weekend, and you and I and also the great people at Allied are going to be doing a lot of promotional stuff. You got some theme programming going on leading up to the film. Can you talk about what's going to be showing at Alamo and what we should expect leading up to Straight Outta Compton coming out next week?
Yeah, we've actually got stuff throughout the entire month just to
because
we're so excited about the movie coming out.
Yeah, like
on Saturday we've got House Party, and then on the 21st we've got Friday Fold Along, and then Do the Right Thing on the 24th, and the 19th we've got Boys in the Hood.
That's almost like the film festival, Wayne.
It is. It is. It's like a festival.
Yeah, and we went all out.
And I tell you what, straight out of Compton, Reg, because Reg, I grew up in that era, and I think Reg, was that you? You was a little older then, wasn't you?
Yeah, a little older, but I remember it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, hey, Barack had a birthday yesterday.
Really?
Barack turned 54. I don't know if we thought about that. President Obama, 54 yesterday. Anyway, getting back, straight out of Compton, Reg, a gangster rap group. They originated in the late 80s. They evolved in the 90s, rapped about all types of urban sensitive issues, you know, tying to, you know, police brutality, thug life, shootings. I mean, NWA, I thought they changed hip-hop culture. I mean, Mr. Davis, would you agree with that? I mean, NWA, when they arrived on the scene, I mean, at that time, Reg, hip-hop was, it was really an art until NWA, and I hate to say that they tarnished it, but they sort of did. Am I incorrect, Mr. Davis?
I think they just started telling the truth.
Okay.
The movie kind of shows it that way, and it feels so fresh with everything that's, you know, kind of going on with police brutality and stuff like that. So the movie, I think, is going to hit the same note that their first album did.
And Reg, check out this synopsis of the film. The group NWA emerges from the streets of Compton, California in the mid-80s, and they revolutionize pop culture with their music and tales about life in the hood. That comes out next Friday at theaters everywhere. And you can also, listeners, as Mr. Davis just alluded to, we got all types of theme programming coming on. I'm going to do a big write-up on MassPoNews.com. This week, you can actually check out House Party, I believe. Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, it's this Saturday. And then this Friday, we've got Pam Grier in town.
Pam Grier's here?
Yeah, we've got her this Saturday. There's only a few tickets left for that. But
oh, Ryan, I could you to tell me. Oh, we gotta talk after the show because I could get up there and cover that.
Yeah.
Wow, Pam Grier. Okay, listeners, you heard it there. And should I direct listeners to the website to get tickets, which is drafthouse.com?
Yeah, that's the best way.
Okay, so that's the best way. So, listeners, to get tickets, this Saturday, House Party. Also, Pam Grier, we got, what did you say, a couple openings left?
Pam Grier will be here this Friday, and we're showing Jackie Brown. She's got some posters that she wants to sell for that movie. But, yeah, I mean, I wanted to show Coffee, but...
Hey, Reg, are you available to go up so we can cover... we got to go up and cover Pam Grier. That's a legend.
You always say that, Wayne, and then you never call me, man. And then you come back and say, yeah, you know, Pam and I, we hung out, went to Gates. That's how he does me.
Hey, Ryan.
Ryan, that's how.
Ryan, Reggie.
I called him out on the radio.
Ryan.
Ryan, Reggie embellishes. I mean, look.
Is it Ryan?
No, it's Ryan.
Ryan. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. I called Mr. Davis because, you know, my goodness. Alamo Draft House, that's big. Power and Light District, with the corner of 14th and Main.
Yep.
That's big. Okay, and Ryan, we're not going to hold you long. You know, we got to get out of here. Listeners, anyway, Pam Grier Friday at the Alamo on 14th and Main, and then Saturday we got a House Party. So to get tickets, simply go to drafthouse.com. That is DRAFTHOUSE.com. You can also contact me at masspanews.com because I'm working with the marketers on the theme programming, so I can also get you connected with tickets as well. And, Ryan, I'm going to see you. Matter of fact, I'll call you after the broadcast. I can get some more information on Friday, and then hopefully I can talk Reggie out. We'll come out and cover it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That'd be really awesome. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Mr. Davis. I'll talk to you about 9:15 this morning.
Cool. Sounds good.